Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Brian Lehrer. This is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. This is a weekend special. Well, a year into Zooming, when we've all had birthdays with no parties and there have been so many deaths with no funerals, we could all use a check-in from a friend or loved one, even if it's overdue, right? And that's why WNYC's Death, Sex, and Money team has come up with a new holiday, and they're calling it Pick Up the Phone and Call Day. It'll be next Friday, a week from today, March 26th, and with me now to explain is Death, Sex, and Money host, Anna Sale. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Brian.
So what is Pick Up the Phone and Call Day?
Pick Up the Phone and Call Day is a holiday that we have declared, full disclosure, with the help of some expertise from your team, the Brian Lehrer Show team, because we were kind of casting about for a way to kind of help our listeners get out of that funk of isolation. And we were trying to figure out, should we pair up people to call? What should we do? And we just decided, you know what? Let's just all together make the commitment that that person that's in the back of your head that you've been thinking about making a phone call to, but just haven't gotten around to it because you don't have the energy or you're not sure what to say. We're declaring a holiday where we're all going to make that call together.
You brought a relevant clip from your latest episode. Want to set this up for us?
Yeah, this latest episode is really beautiful. Producer Yasmin Khan is a reporter in the WNYC newsroom, and she was reporting a year ago as New York City was shutting down. And she met a woman named Donna Perry, who lives in Mill Basin, who had just recovered from COVID and who had just lost her best friend to COVID. And when Yasmin called her up a year ago, she was out delivering meals in her neighborhood. And Yasmin wanted to just check in and say, like, what has happened in your life in the last year? And they talked about a lot of things. But one thing Donna talked about was the way she has tried to be very intentional about continually reaching out to people through her church, friends, even people who don't call her back, where it's not been a reciprocal relationship, just making that call. Here's what she said.
There are so many people in this pandemic that are isolated, that are quarantining alone, and there's not one person in their life that's available to say, I love you. By just those three words, I love you. Extend grace to people. You know, if you know that a person hasn't picked up the phone to call you, it's okay. If you thought about them, pick up the phone. You know, pick up the phone.
Pick up
that
the phone.
That was great. Pick up the phone. So here's what we're going to do, listeners, with you to pick up the phone right now. And this is just for a few minutes. This is basically a short segment that's a promo to get ready for
holiday preparation.
Exactly. Yeah. For next Friday. But let's do a short call in on not calling or not being called with Anna as kind of pre-event prep for Pick Up the Phone and Call Day, a call-in on not calling. Is there someone in your life you've been meaning to call? Call in and tell us what's keeping you from calling that person. And on the flip side, if you need a call, tell us about that too. Are you hoping to hear from a certain friend or loved one and you're wondering why they haven't reached out sooner? Maybe hearing your story will inspire other people to pick up the phone next Friday. And while the calls are coming, wow, look, the board filled right up, Anna.
Wow.
So you're on to something. You're on to something. How should we decide who to call next Friday?
You know, I have been thinking about who I am going to call, and I'm going to call a few people because I have a friend who lost her husband who I've been trading notes with, like texts, checking in, but I just haven't called and talked to her. And I want to do that, and I haven't done it. Because I sort of have this like feeling that it would take, I don't have enough time. Like I want to make sure I reserve time to have that long phone call, but I need to just call and tell her I love her and see how she's doing. The other thing that I, I got a call a few weeks ago, and it was so random and beautiful. I got a call from a colleague I hadn't worked with for 10 years, who I was very fond of, but we fell out of touch, and he called me on a Saturday. My phone rang when I was at the playground with my kids, and I was like, huh, I wonder what this guy needs from me. We haven't heard from him in 10 years. And he just explained, you know, I've been feeling isolated, and I just made a commitment to myself. Whenever somebody like pops into my mind, I'm going to give him a call. And we had this lovely catch up that I just was so glad that he took the initiative to do that. So that's another way, just to pay attention to who pops into your mind and then just make a totally random phone call and see what happens.
Great. And listeners, we're going to tell you before we wrap up the segment how you can officially participate in Pick Up the Phone. And let me get it right. I'm still memorizing the name of the holiday. You know, this is, you invented a holiday.
It doesn't quite roll off the tongue, Brian.
You invented a holiday with
a
lot of words, Anna. Pick up the phone. And it's not like Columbus Day, you know? But we don't celebrate that anymore.
Yeah.
Pick up
the
phone and call day. Pick up the phone and call day. Let's hear what Christine in Maplewood has to say. Hi, Christine. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to share that I got in a disagreement with a friend over a holiday Zoom back in December, a friend of mine from high school. It was related to me not really being okay with how she was handling some of her holiday travel, and I told her how I was feeling. And I did it in front of a bunch of our friends, and we ended up in an argument. And I've been wrestling with how to apologize and what I would say if I were going to apologize. And I know that she's waiting for an apology. And it's a complicated, like, feeling. I'm just trying to figure out the right words. But this idea is kind of making me remember that, like, I need to reach out and say something, you know. Mm.
Anna, have you run into this kind of thing before?
Well, I have run into it in my own personal life. So let's talk together. I just feel like if you just call and say, when I think about this, I feel bad. I want to be in touch. Maybe not even try to relitigate the argument. Just say, I miss you and I feel bad. And ask about what's going on right now and see what happens.
Yeah, I appreciate that advice. And that's, I think, spot on with what I need to do, is just say, I don't know exactly what to say other than I'm thinking about you and haven't stopped thinking about you and want to just move forward.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you make that call, and I want to hear how it goes.
Christine, thank you so much. Heidi in Allenhurst, you're on WNYC. Hi, Heidi.
Hi there. Thanks so much for getting me on. I'm so grateful. The person that I wish that I would have called is my beautiful friend, Amy, and she was the first friend that we lost in our very tight circle of about six girlfriends. And she was 25, and she lost a battle with leukemia. And we were all kind of in college, and I woke up one day, and I said, this is the day I'm going to call Amy. And I went to my little job at the coffee shop, and then my other friend, Mary, came into the coffee shop, and she just looked at me and said, Amy died today. And so that was really my first lesson, and you cannot wait to call people. And I really try, you know, 25 years later or 40, whatever it is, 20 years later, to follow that inner nudge. And I'm happy to say that the five remaining of us have reunited, and we're working on a project together, and we're all spread out all over the country, but we do a pretty regular Zoom, and we honor Amy and just think about her and talk to her and you know, yeah.
Anna, so you want to talk to Heidi?
Heidi, you're reminding me something that Donna Perry said in our most recent episode that has just really stuck with me. We talked about, you know, she talked about making the call, and she said, I just try to think about die empty. I want to die empty and do everything that she intends to do. And I haven't stopped thinking about it since I heard that. And I think you're saying the same thing, which is just, if I think of it, I need to do it. And what a
You
know, I'm sorry you lost your friend Amy. And it sounds like you have carried that with you and you have continued to think of her. And I'm glad to hear you've reunited with your friends.
Heidi,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you. Oh, thank you for saying her name. That's how we keep her alive. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Heidi. You know, I think it's common, Anna, do you, to have relationships where it's unclear who should make the first call or the next call. You know, maybe both parties feel like they're the ones who reached out first last time, and now everyone feels slighted or awkward. Does that sound familiar? And how do you overcome that feeling? And should you just call anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's complicated in friendships because, you know, if you are in a friendship where you feel like we're in a family relationship where you feel like you're the one making all the effort, that resentment is not real. But I think for this particular holiday, the intention is to step away from those feelings of I always do the work or I always do and just be the one to open the door and say, I want to connect with you. And it's about listening to who you want to connect with, and doing that intention. Like, you're not doing it to sort of like make them feel guilty that they haven't called. You're doing it because this is the person that you want to pick up the phone and call.
We might have a story like that from Ray in Manhattan. Ray, you're on WNYC with Anna Sale. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Brian. Good morning. It's a long-time listener. Nice to talk to you.
Glad
you know what? Your screener was awesome, and you guys just covered it previous to my call. But again, I wondered if the inspiration of this segment that I should call a friend who I've known for 30 years, and then I just kind of like things fizzled out during the COVID. But she said that she believes in maintaining friendships no matter what. It's sort of like a little complicated for me. I wasn't sure. Maybe I'm not posing the right segment question, but you think
did you like have a fight with your friend? Did you have a fight, a disagreement of some kind?
No, you know what, Brian, I actually didn't, but when I got there and visited in last June or July, it was kind of like he was miserable and complicated, and I said, the expiration date is over. I guess after 30 years of being in common with music and all, maybe it ran its course. But I feel today, after your segment, maybe I should phone him and, like, you know, instead of blocking him.
Ray accidentally said one of the words that you can't say on radio or television. So we had that little gap there while we bleeped it out. But Anna, he gave a clue to his situation there, I think, when saying that it became too complicated. I think many of us have been in situations with long-term friends where, for whatever reason, they become difficult. They become too difficult, or it feels to us that they've become problematic people, and we just don't want to put in the work. And that's one of the ways that friendships fall away, whether it's right or not.
Yeah, and what I heard Ray describing is also like, it's confusing. It's not just that it's too hard. It's like, wait, something's off with our vibe and I don't really know and I don't know how to talk about it. So I'm just going to, like, especially during COVID times when so many of us have felt overwhelmed by so many parts of life, like, it makes sense that you've just not wanted to deal with the things that are a little too overwhelming or complicated. But this holiday is the day to just try to turn the page and say, hey, you're on my mind, and see what happens. And of course, the phone call, they might be mad at you. Like, who knows how they're going to respond? But that's not the point of the holiday. The point of the holiday is not to give you a trophy for doing something good. It's to sort of like rekindle a relationship. And even if you do have some awkward tensions as you get that conversation going, you're at least like not just walking away from it. You're making an effort.
So is there an official way? And if you're just joining us, we're talking to our Anna Sale, host of the WNYC podcast, Death, Sex, and Money. Anna and her team have come up with a new holiday that they're calling Pick Up the Phone and Call Day. It'll be next Friday, March 26th. And we've just been hearing from callers about why they haven't called individuals in their lives who maybe they should call or have been wanting to call. And so, Anna, is there an official way that people can sign up to participate in next Friday's holiday?
Yes, yes, there are, because I think that we probably will all need one or more little nudge to make sure we make the call. You can start by texting the words call day to the number 70101. And even if you don't know who you're going to call, but you're interested in participating in the holiday, give us a text and you can, we have a whole series of messages that we're going to be sending you. If you don't know who to call, we'll send you to a website where there's all kinds of ways you could get involved. Like maybe you might want to be a part of AARP's Friendly Voice program and volunteer just to call a senior who has said, I want to hear from somebody. That's another way to participate in our call day if there's not someone in your life that you immediately think of. So text the words call day to 70101. And we'll celebrate this holiday together next Friday. You can also go to wnyc.org/callday to get more information.
You know, I think we have time before Ask the Mayor begins to sneak in one more caller. And Ken in Manhattan might have an interesting observation about phones versus Zoom connections. Ken, you're on WNYC. Hey there.
You just said it, Brian. I was just wondering if either is preferable to the other for intimacy. How they compare.
Do you have your own experience, Ken?
My own feeling is that I am put off by Zoom, but I very much like talking on the phone.
Yeah, and the assumption usually is that it's going to be more intimate if you can see the person.
I think it's really like it kind of just depends on your mood. I find sometimes that it's really nice to see someone that I haven't seen in years. And, you know, wow, when you connect and you see how you look different and they look different and you both aged and you can sort of like really see their environment, that's kind of interesting. But I also really love going on a walk with a phone and having a long talk with a friend where I can just be away from my household and focus on the conversation. And that's only really possible when you're just talking on the phone. So I think it just depends on what you're in the mood for.
Hey, Anna, someone on Twitter just recommended that we name it a call a day to rhyme sort of with holiday.
Oh, I like that. Call a day. Yes, it's an official call a day.
Yes,
good.
Depends what part of the country you're in. It's a call a day. It's a call a day. It's a call a day if you're from Queens. So there we go. Listeners, if you want to participate in Anna Sale's new national holiday coming next Friday called Pick Up the Phone and Call Day, text call day to 70101. Text call day to 70101. Anna, I can't wait. Thanks for sharing this with us.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Brian. I appreciate it.
Brian Lehrer, a daily politics podcast, is an excerpt from my live daily radio show, The Brian Lehrer Show, on WNYC Radio, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, if you want to listen live at WNYC.org. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.